Okay, so if you use music streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music, then you already know this, but just in case, you have a chance to review your year in song. And this time of year, people receive Spotify Wrapped, a recap of their listening habits easily shared on social media.
Spotify recently announced that it's laying off around 1,500 workers, but the beat goes on.
Okay, now, I do not need Spotify to tell me that Beyoncé is my favorite, but why are people so obsessed with sharing their results?
We love it because it's irresistible.
Brian Utsi is a Northwestern University professor who studies social networks and says Spotify Wrapped satisfies two competing human desires.
We really want to be part of a group, but at the same time, we want to be different from everybody.
And this year, Spotify, which is an NPR financial partner, sorted users into groups like vampires who prefer emotional, atmospheric music.
She's got a song about a vampire. Or time travelers who listen to old songs again and again.
At the same time, users, this is your favorite, right? At the same time, users can feel special by being told they listen to their favorite artists way more than other people on Spotify.
Other apps also allow you to show off your habits and accomplishments, like Duolingo, which is a language learning platform that lets you share how many words you have learned and your learning style. That could be anything from polyglot pupil, someone who studied so many languages at once, to a fiery phoenix, those who took a break and started learning again.
De Jonge.
Nick Seaver, an anthropologist at Tufts University, says it's all about putting an image of yourself out into the world.
People like to identify themselves with the objects that they consume, with the things they listen to, with the things they watch, with the things they read. And so it's a sort of normal bit of human culture.
Seaver wrote a book about music recommender systems like Spotify and Pandora.
They're part of a long history of using data about media consumption to reveal things that you might not have known about yourself, about your taste.
Speaking of taste, our podcast, Up First, was on the Spotify charts for a total of 43 weeks this year. That put us in the top 1%. According to our Spotify Wrapped. Thanks for listening.